You know, here's the thing, Adam, I meant to put this on the Trello and I didn't. So just as an aside here, I know we're in the middle of the birthday segment, but I'll forget this if I don't say this one. Do you know that no one ever talks about the first of the month?
No one ever talks about
nobody
the first
ever because I was on the very first, I was on the January 1st edition of the Big Fatty Show. And he's like, well, I gotta play. I had that rabbit thing from Scotty. It's like, it's the only thing he ever had. Because no one else ever talks about the first of the month. We don't ever say rabbit. Nobody ever says anything. So podcasters, if you want a guaranteed spot on the front of the BFO, all you got to do is talk about the first of the month. Say something about the first of the month.
I love the first of the month.
The first of the month is you know, it's like a fresh start. It's like a fresh start in the month.
Yeah. Every month, I think.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
So podcasters, if you want a guaranteed spot on the front of the BFO.
Rabbit. Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One and this is episode 2786. The BFO for Monday, the 1st of October, 2018. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend and Big Fatty, it's the first of the month. Goblins, Big Fatty! Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, did you remember? Did you remember to start your day with a rabbit to bring you good luck during the harvest season? Big Fatty! Y'all, can you believe three lousy little months from today, it'll be 2019. Big Fatty! Where has the time gone? I don't know, but it's gone 20 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Yes, Big Fatty, it'll be over with, and before you know it, shut it down in 213 after today, Big Fatty. Your face. Well, I have egg on my face today, y'all, because I fucked up. Big Fatty, nothing new there. Y'all, I forgot to mention the celebration of exiting the birth canal that we had on Saturday, and y'all, it really troubles me, because this is one of my favorite people out there in Little Showland. Yes, Big Fatty, Little Showland. Y'all, she's just as sweet as she can be. Y'all, she's out there in the California A. Used to be up there in the Wenatchee, and y'all, she is the host and creator of the Greetings from Nowhere Little Show. Y'all just saw her about a month ago down there in Nolens. Y'all, it is Christina. Oh, Big Fatty, how did you forget that? Well, you know, it's the dementia. It's just Big Fatty. Okay, you play the dementia card. There you go. But Christina, please forgive Big Fatty for forgetting to look at the marking calendar. And y'all, by the way, for those of you, if I miss your celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, you got to let me know and make sure you're on the marking calendar. And Christina was, yes, Big Fatty, you can, just because it's on there doesn't mean you'll remember. It's true. And y'all, we've got one for today, the 1st of October. He is out there. I don't know where he's living. living now. I want to say he's out there in the Oregon. Y'all, it's Teaching Thomas. Yes, Big Fatty, we love Teaching Thomas. But yeah, y'all, he just pokes his head up every. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like he's prairie dog in a crowning. No, never. Big Fatty, it went vulgar, didn't it? Yes, it did. But y'all, if you see Christina or you see Teaching Thomas, wish him a belated or a current happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, regardless of when it happened, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake. You know, some of my favorite cake is belated cake. Yes, Big Fatty? So y'all, last time I spoke to you, it was Thursday when I recorded the Fright Little Show. And let's see, what happened? Y'all on Fright Day, y'all, the weather, you know, it's the autumnal season. Yes, Big Fatty, you get extra points for all those syllables, autumnal. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, it's hot. It's still hot. Hot as blue blazes. You know, y'all, I saw Mr. Cackle. Mr. Cackle said the heat had come on there at the Cackle Nest. Big Fatty didn't know he lived in a nest. Oh, yes, he does. It's a cackle nest. Big Fatty, who knew? Poor Dr. P lives in a nest. Maybe Dr. P can kick him out of the nest. I don't know. He's wearing his jackets and all this kind of stuff, and y'all, it's hot. It's still hot down here in Fat Acres, y'all. The only little taste of fall that we've had is the humidity has come down just the slightest little bit, not much, but just the slightest little bit. So instead of when I come in from my nipple walks, instead of being soaked to the bone, y'all, I'm just three quarters soaked to the bone. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, I saw on the 7-day forecast a couple of nights this week, our lows are going to go into the upper 60s. So, maybe we're about to turn the corner. Big Fatty, where are we going? Into the autumnal season? Oh, okay. It's like, but right now it's like being out there in Walnut Hills on the surface of the sun. It's true. Y'all, speaking of that, y'all, let's just, there's something I've been meaning to do. Let's just give the old gal a call and see if she's still got the voice letters running out there for the little show. And let's just try this. All right, here we go. And let's just see if we can turn it on the speakerphone. How did we do that? Big Fatty, we don't know.
Fancy Google Voice phone number, leave me a message, and I'll play it on my show unless you say no, and in that case, I won't play it, because I know you wouldn't want me to play it if you say no. Anyway, just leave a message. You know I love you. Bye.
Hello, lovey. We're just calling you during the little show and to see if the voice letters were still, or that mechanical is still working. Anyway, hope you're doing well, and my best to consign the betrothed consignments and to those darling children. I'm sure you're preparing to go to Parents' Day at their reform school. But anyway, thank you for calling. Bye-bye now. Big Fatty, that was like old times. Oh, Big Fatty, you still don't know how to hang it up.
There it is. But anyway...
Let's see, Saturday, y'all. What did I do Saturday? Y'all, it was threatening some rain on Saturday, so y'all, I moved the ferns to out onto the sidewalk. Y'all, by the way, the acorns are absolutely beginning to just rain down. Y'all, I'm sweeping the walk twice a day to get the acorns off of it. Oh, that was the other thing on for right. Y'all, I called my yard man and said, oh, and you know, in the next week or so, if you can come by and make the villa look pretty, I'd appreciate it. He says, not a problem, Big Fatty. And so, y'all, I'm looking forward to that. And y'all, I've done several nipple walks. I did not do a nipple walk on Saturday because, y'all, every time I got ready to go out, it would start sprinkling rain. And so I just took a day. I took a day for myself, and I did no nipple walks. Y'all, I did nipple naps instead. Yes, Big Betty. And then what was I going to say? I don't remember. But anyway, y'all, Saturday evening, I was not on that stick it with a poke because, y'all, we were all going... all of us here in Charleston, the group, we were going to celebrate Big Dick's celebration of exiting the birth canal. It was a few weeks ago, but we hadn't had a chance to go to supper for that. And y'all, it went to a place, y'all, and it's called 39 Rue de Jean. Y'all, it's quite nice. Several in the group had never been there before. Big Fatty had been there several times, and y'all, I'm gonna tell you, you're gonna think I've lost my mind. Big Fatty, we already think that. Y'all, one of the best things they have on the menu is a hamburger. And, y'all, and it comes with, you know, they don't have the French fried potatoes. They have the pommes frites. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, and I had the French onion soup, which is fantastic there. But I had the hamburger, y'all, and they grind the meat there so you can order a medium rare hamburger. And, y'all, I got it with Roquefort cheese and bacon lardons. Big Fatty bacon lardons. Wasn't that the old gal's stripper name back in her Porkia days? I think instead of Porkia, the more acceptable word is stout. Yes, Big Fatty in her stout days. Went there, and we had a 6 p.m. in the evening reservation, and Big Fatty did indeed have the hamburger, and y'all, it was delicious. I could not eat all of it. I brought half of it home. Y'all, then we went to the Dudley Do Rights and had a couple of cocktails. Y'all, they've started doing two drag shows on Saturday evening, one at 8 p.m. in the evening and one at 10 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, we were there, you know, because we finished eating at 7:30. We got there about 7:30 or so. And y'all, we were basically, there must have been 12 people in the bar, and we were six or seven of them. And y'all, it was just sad. It was sad. So y'all, Big Fatty had his two cocktails, and it was back to the villa. Y'all, it was about 8:30 when I 8:30 quarter of nine when I left. It may have been 9 o'clock. No, it was after 9 o'clock because the show went from 8 to 9, and I left after the show. So it was probably a 9:15 or so, and came on back to the villa. Y'all went right to bed, slept like a baby. Yes, Big Fatty, you gotta wash those sheets this week. It's true. And y'all, then on Sunday, I've had McCaffrey and watched some programs on the TV machine. And y'all went for another nipple walk. Y'all picked up some sticks out of the yard and filled up a bag with those. And y'all, that pretty much. Oh yeah, I've talked to my mother, so the Hatterina is doing just fine. Yes, Big Betty, and y'all, that pretty much was the weekend. Yes, Big Ready!
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes via the e-letters from Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon says, Big Fatty, can you explain the John Goodman reference on The Pot is My Co-Pilot? I'm watching The West Wing on top of all things relevant, eh? And in the episode, he transferred power to the speaker, who happens to be John Goodman. Little Bacon Lady told me they watched this episode in government the other day, and she likes John Goodman. Have I done something wrong, or is it okay to like John Goodman? Thanks, Mr. Encyclopedia. Well, first of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the question. It's an excellent question. And Big Fatty, I can't wait to see how you handle this one. Evidently, this John Goodman was this female that used to hang around the Taffy Carlisle Huffington, and evidently she had some sort of malady one evening after a night of debauchery or something like that. Big Fatty, and it was getting her in the shower, and I don't know if she shot herself or she threw up on herself or something like that, but y'all, it was Big Fatty is kind of like a Saturday night with Granny, is what you're saying. Yeah, I guess y'all, a couple of things in the e-letters. First of all, that Miss Kathy Marshall out there in the San Francisco has indeed responded. She's looking forward to receiving her sweepstakes prize. So that Adam Burns old cricket hat will be getting that out to her. Y'all, my friend Rick, Rick and Jerry, you know, he does the Survivor thing at work where they choose contestants and all. And y'all, I had said I did not know who his contestants were. Well, his contestants were Pat, the one that got airlifted out. He won an extra $20 because he had the first one out. He also has Alec, the hunky bartender, Elizabeth, the cowboy hatted girl, and Mike, who was on the big run. He thinks that Alec might be his best shot for winning this season. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Now, y'all, later tonight, Monday night, 9:30 p.m. in the evening, over there at pride48.com, y'all come over and join the chat room and listen live to the very final episode of But First. Y'all, we're going to have a round table. Everybody that's been on as special guests this season are going to be over there. We've invited them anyway, and we'll see who actually shows up. Big Fatty, are you going to be there? I hope to be there. Y'all, speaking of the kids at the beginning of today's little show, that's Daniel Bieber and Adam from over there, Dubious Intentions.
So, podcasters, if you want a guaranteed spot on the front of the BFO.
Oh, yes. Talk about Shark Week. You'll be on there every time.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.